Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, homeowners forgoing their homeowners insurance. So, a lot of news starting to come out about this. It's a pretty interesting topic for homes and home building. And that's homeowners are forgoing their homeowners insurance because of higher costs. Why are they doing this and why is this happening? Those are probably the first two questions everyone asks. Well, let's go with why it's happening first. A lot of homeowners are forgoing their homeowners insurance and the cost is going up because of all the natural disasters. And, you know, we've seen an influx of people moving to coastal cities. We've talked about in previous episodes the net migration of people all around the country. A lot of people are moving to Florida and the Carolinas and the coastal regions of the country. And there's still a lot of people in the Californias, although they're leaving those areas in droves. But as we've had hurricanes and other natural disasters in Louisiana as well, lots and lots of flooding, the insurance companies have to continually replace these homes. And these homes continually get damaged and need replacement, and that's driving the cost of insurance up. Now, obviously, we all know how insurance works. They take, you know, a payment each month from you, assuming that you're not going to have an issue. And then, you know, in the case when someone has a severe disaster, then they use those funds to pay for that. And of course, the insurance company is investing in the other money and trying to grow those funds. And they're in business to make money as well. But with the rise in natural disasters, you know, this has been a big problem. The other issue is like those flood areas that we see, like a Louisiana, for example. You know, when you have a house that's in a flood area and it floods and gets destroyed and then you rebuild it in the same spot, what do you think is going to happen? It's the same thing's going to happen at some point because there's going to be another tropical storm or another flood. So I think there definitely needs to be some more serious consideration to reforms on that, because why keep paying to fix the same old house that keeps getting destroyed? It's kind of like Mother Nature telling you, like, this doesn't belong here. Get this out of here, right? So there is some human stupidity as part of this that we keep building these homes in some of these spots. But obviously people want to live by the ocean. They want to live in coastal areas. And that's a risk that they're going to run. And obviously now they're having to pay the price for that. So let's talk about these premiums and what's going on with them. The national average for home insurance on a $250,000 house increased this year to up to $1,428 for the year. That's up 20% from 2022. So insurance went up 20% for a typical home in 1 year. That is a tremendous increase. And if you live in a high-risk area where you have risk of flood, hurricanes, and those kind of things, you've probably seen even higher increases than that. And it's, you know, unfortunate because, you know, affordability is getting stressed for everyone, right? I mean, gas prices are higher, cost of food is higher, cost of electric's higher, and then now your insurance is going up. At some point, people just can't, you know, some people, you know, just can't bear that cost. If they're already are barely affording their home and their payment and all that kind of stuff, and you start adding these things on, at some point, you know, decision has to be made. What can I get rid of? Now, if you have a mortgage on your home, well, tough luck. There's really not a lot you can do because your lender is going to require that you have insurance. Because if something happens, let's say you have a $300,000 home and you still owe $150,000 on it, you die, or the home gets destroyed, whatever happens, they've got to sell that property. And, you know, if that home is worth $300,000 and you only have $150,000 you know, an equity in it. When they sell it, well, they got to get their $300,000. So, you know, they need to have that insurance there. So if your home burns down, you die, and the bank takes over the property, they've got to get whole on it as well. And so they want to make sure that you're insured so they can get their value back out of it, or the majority of their value back out of it. So they're not going to let you out of that. Here's the other situation, though, that's really tough right now. And I just heard about this yesterday. There's a builder down south that just completed 3 brand new spec homes and fortunately had buyers for all 3 of them. Got offers on all 3. Okay, great. The buyers went to the bank and got pre-approved for their mortgage. Everything's looking good. Then they got their insurance premium and the cost to insure it. And the cost of insurance was way higher than what they budgeted for when they did the mortgage pre-approval. And then the bank, of course, looks at the mortgages and then also the insurance, and they say, wait a minute, you're paying more for your insurance. We got to go back and recalculate your monthly payment and what you can afford. Well, guess what? All 3 of those deals, the loan was canceled. They would not finance those projects because the cost of insurance was too high and the buyer's payments were too high, and they could no longer afford that home because the insurance was too much money. Now this builder that had 3 sales, worked hard to get these 3 sales, has nothing. And I was told by the source that gave me this information that this could actually bankrupt this builder. And he may have to go out of business because of it. So now you have 3 people that normally could have qualified for a home, not get a home. You have the insurance company that now isn't getting a policy. And you have a builder that's going to potentially go out of business. And then you have all their trades and all the other people. Who knows if there's money owed and all those kind of things. But it's a very bad situation. And it's something we got to be aware of. It's kind of scary. But there's risks, obviously, if you forego your insurance. So a lot of people are foregoing them because of the cost of the policies, especially in these areas. Now, if you're paying cash, or maybe you've inherited a home, you might be like, screw it. You don't need insurance on this. You're not required to by law. Only if you have a mortgage do you need the insurance. But it's very risky to not have insurance on your home. Okay. Because think about it, if you have a total loss, like you have a fire in your home, and it's very possible that can happen, especially these days with all these lithium ion batteries, you know, it doesn't take much for one of those to catch fire, and those things get really hot really fast, and if it's next to a few other things, boom, you've got a huge fire, possibly a total loss, okay? You not only have the cost of replacing the house, which is probably a heck of a lot more than it was just a couple years ago, but you may be on the hook as well for removing the remaining part of the home and restoring it and then rebuilding it. And, you know, again, if you have a pretty significant mortgage on a property, you're a newer buyer to it, and let's say, unfortunately, it burns down very early on, I mean, you could be paying more for this thing to fix it and get it back, and you're on the hook for it. So definitely a very risky move to do that. But people are still circumventing that process. In one of the articles that I researched when I did this, they cite a gentleman, his name is Larry Farnholt, and he has not had insurance for 25 years. He estimated that he saved about $50,000 on his 1,100 square foot LA home by not having insurance. And he said it would probably be financially devastating if he had not, you know, if he would have lost his home. But at the same time, he felt like he was in an area that was safe. He wasn't in a risk of flood or anything like that. And so he's felt like he was in a fairly safe little area, and he's been able to save that money. Again, it's a risk, right? It's the reason you get insurance, is to mitigate your risk. According to a recent study, 12% of homeowners don't buy any home insurance at all. That's up from almost 5% just about 5 years ago. So you're seeing more and more people saying, you know what, insurance, screw it, I don't need it. the majority of these people do have incomes of less than $40,000 and just can't justify the cost of that. So if they're able to pay cash for the home or they inherited the property from their family, they're dropping their coverage in many cases. But again, this is problematic because more and more lenders are looking at insurance costs as part of your pre-approval and also determining how much a borrower can qualify for. So you got house prices really, really high. Now you have insurance costs really high and you have interest rates really high. So guess what? It's getting more and more trying for people to buy a home. And this is going to bump some of the prospective buyers out of the housing market. You know, they're just not going to be able to qualify for a mortgage for anything that they want. And conversely, you have people, again, that are foregoing this, the people that have money. There's a story of a family that bought a vacation home. They spent $1.5 million on it in Florida. And his insurance provider would not renew the policy. And they needed to have a flood insurance premium. And it was $17,000 a year just for the flood insurance premium. And that used to be $7,000 a year, which is still a lot of money. So $10,000 increase just in 1 year for your insurance. Better really want that vacation house, I guess. So what the client did is they had enough money to save. So they basically took another $1.5 million and put it in an investment account. So if something happened to that home, they could rebuild it out of those funds. And then they're making about a 6% return on that $1.5 million. And they're just going to wait and see if some other insurers come into the market to get the price more competitive. And then, of course, if they do, they'll go back to buying a policy. But for now, they're taking the risk and they're actually taking their money and reinvesting it and, you know, making money that way on it in hopes that, you know, someday they can get insurance again. It's pretty crazy when prices go up that much, what happens. And it's something we're going to have to monitor. I never realized that 12% of people went without insurance. That's amazing. And a huge increase, obviously, quite frankly. So this is worth noting. And it'll be really interesting in a year or two from now to see what those percentages look like, what's happening with these premiums. And certainly something that you guys need to be aware of as home buyers out there. If you're going to be buying a home, whether it's in an area that's not affected by disaster, you're going to probably pay more. And if you're looking at buying a vacation home or buying in an area that's more susceptible to floods, hurricanes, natural disasters, you're going to pay dearly for it. Better be aware and better factor that in before you do your financing.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.